Okay, so, we're diving into rent collection and financial management for property management
Yeah,
today.
that's good.
And we've got two sources to work with. One a pasted text, and the other is a PDF on rent collection and financial management.
Perfect.
So we're going to try and get through all that and figure out, the best ways to keep that revenue flowing and, really manage everything well.
Awesome. Yeah, let's jump in.
All right, so I think one of the things that jumps out right away from both of these sources is, the importance of having really efficient rent collection systems.
Totally.
And, in today's world, I feel like that definitely means looking at online payment options.
Absolutely. I mean, that seems to be where everything's going.
Right. It seems like the standard now.
Yeah, the sources really emphasize secure online portals, where tenants can pay using credit cards, debit cards, e-checks, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much easier for everyone, really.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think, what really stood out to me was the idea of automated recurring payments.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
That seems like, really important for minimizing late payments.
For sure, it just takes the hassle out of it for everyone.
Right, you don't have to remember every month.
Exactly. And it just makes things so much more predictable for the property manager as well.
Absolute consistent income, what to expect.
Exactly.
And it's not just about, sitting down at your computer to make those payments anymore.
No, not at all.
The sources talk a lot about mobile payment options,
No, yeah, that's key.
making it easy for tenants who are, busy and on the go.
Right. Everyone's got their phone with them all the time.
Exactly. So it just makes sense.
Makes it much more likely that they'll pay on time, too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, convenience is key, right? But
Absolutely.
it's not all about going digital.
Right.
Both sources also talk about the need for multiple payment channels.
Yeah, I mean, you can't forget about those people who aren't as tech savvy or maybe don't have reliable internet access.
Exactly. So things like physical drop boxes and mail-in payments are still important.
Yeah, definitely got to make sure you're accommodating everyone.
Right, providing options that work for all tenants.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about the how of paying rent, but what about the when and the what if?
Right, the nitty-gritty details
This is where
stuff.
clear payment policies come in.
Yes, super important. Both sources stress that.
Yeah, having clear due dates, grace periods, late fee structures, all of that needs to be spelled out in the lease agreement.
Yeah, absolutely no room for ambiguity there.
And it's not enough to just have it written down somewhere.
Right, you got to be proactive about communicating it.
Exactly. The sources suggest sending timely rent reminders to tenants.
Yeah, even just a simple email or text message can make a big difference.
Right. It can prevent a lot of those, awkward conversations about late payments.
Totally. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Okay, so speaking of late payments,
No.
what happens when those do come up?
Well, you need a plan.
Right? Both sources talk about the importance of a consistent and documented process for handling late payments.
Yes, definitely. You got to be prepared.
So this includes, how late fees are assessed, how you communicate with tenants about it, all of
It,
that.
exactly. And technology can really help here, too.
Oh yeah, how so?
Well, the sources talk about using software to automate late notices.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so they go out promptly and consistently without you having to remember to do it manually.
That makes a lot of sense.
Streamlines the whole process.
Which brings us to the broader role of technology in rent collection.
Right.
Rent collection software gets a lot of attention in the sources.
Yeah, it can be really helpful for tracking payments, sending reminders, generating reports, all of that.
Yeah, it seems like it can really streamline a lot of those tasks that used to be really manual and time-consuming.
Absolutely. It's like having a personal assistant for your rent collection.
I like that. Okay, so once the rent is collected,
Money's coming in.
right, what happens next?
Well, then it's all about managing those funds properly.
So this is where accounting practices come in.
Exactly. You got to have robust systems in place.
Okay, so what does that actually look like?
Well, first and foremost, accurate record keeping.
That seems pretty basic, but
It is, but it's crucial.
the sources seem to emphasize the level of detail required.
Oh, yeah, you got to track everything meticulously.
So all income, not just rent, but any fees you collect.
Right, every penny.
And on the flip side, all expenses.
Yep. Maintenance, utilities, repairs, you name it.
And they recommend using accounting software to manage all of this.
Absolutely. It just makes it so much easier to keep everything organized and generate reports.
Okay, and those reports are important for a couple of reasons, right?
Yes, definitely.
First, it helps you as a property manager stay on top of everything.
Where I see how things are performing.
And then you also need to be able to provide those reports to property owners.
Absolutely. They need to be kept in the loop about the financial health of their investment.
So the sources specifically mention income statements. balance sheets, cash flow statements.
Yeah, those are the key ones.
They give a really clear picture of the property's financial status.
Exactly. And of course, you need to make sure you're adhering to all applicable accounting standards and regulations.
Right. No cutting corners there.
Definitely not.
And then there's the whole issue of tax compliance.
Everyone's favorite topic.
I know, but it's important.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is where those accurate records we were talking about become even more important.
For sure. You got to have everything in order come tax time.
So making sure you're filing all necessary tax returns on time and accurately.
Yep. And the sources recommend consulting with a tax professional.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. They can help you make sure you're taking advantage of all eligible deductions and minimizing your tax liability.
Smart thinking.
It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Okay. And speaking of being safe.
What's that?
The sources talk about the importance of secure document storage.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial.
You're dealing with a lot of sensitive information, financial transactions, personal details of tenants and owners.
Right. So secure storage is a must, both digital and physical records.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've covered getting the rent money in and keeping track of it all.
The groundwork.
Right. But what about looking ahead to the future?
That's where budgeting and forecasting come in.
Right. So let's talk about budgeting first.
Okay. So the first step is developing a comprehensive annual budget.
So that includes projecting your income and expenses for the year.
Exactly. And it's not just about pulling numbers out of thin air.
Right. You need to base it on solid data.
Yes. So you'll look at historical financial data, market trends, any anticipated changes in property operations.
So like if you're planning any major renovations or something.
Exactly. You got to factor that in.
So you're basically creating a roadmap for the year ahead.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. And then there's financial forecasting.
Right. That takes a longer term view.
So it's about projecting revenue and expenses beyond just the current year.
Exactly. It helps you anticipate potential challenges and opportunities down the road.
So like if you're seeing a trend of rising maintenance costs?
Right. Or maybe vacancy rates are increasing. Yeah.
You can start planning for those things.
Exactly. And it also helps you spot potential opportunities for growth or cost savings.
So it's all about being proactive.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing that can really throw a wrench in your financial plans.
What's that?
Major capital expenditures.
Oh, yeah. Those big ticket items.
Things like roof replacements. HVAC upgrades, major renovations.
Those can really set you back if you're not prepared.
Right. So the sources recommend having a plan for those.
Yes. Specifically creating a reserve fund.
So setting aside money specifically for those big expenses.
Exactly. It helps you avoid financial strain when those costs inevitably come up.
Makes sense. Okay. So we've talked about budgeting, forecasting, planning for capital expenditures. What about setting rent prices?
Ah, yes. Rent adjustment strategies.
This seems like a pretty important part of managing your income.
It's definitely key.
So how do you determine what's appropriate?
Well, the sources say you need to analyze market data.
So see what comparable properties are renting for.
Right. And you also need to look at the performance of the individual property.
So things like occupancy rates, tenant feedback.
Exactly. And then based on all of that, you can decide on appropriate rent adjustments.
And of course, you need to communicate those clearly to your tenants.
Yes. Transparency is key.
Absolutely. All right. So we've got our budget, our forecasts, our capital expenditure plan, our rental rates all set.
We're in good shape.
But how do we know if it's all actually working?
That's where performance monitoring comes in.
Right. So regularly comparing your actual performance to your budget.
Exactly. See if you're on track or if there are any major variances.
And if there are, you need to figure out why.
Right. Is it something you can control or is it an external factor?
And then you can make adjustments as needed.
Exactly. Course correction.
And all of the data you're collecting through all this can be really valuable.
Oh, yeah. It's not just about numbers on a spreadsheet.
Right. You can use data analysis to identify trends and inform your decisions.
Absolutely. For example, if you're noticing that maintenance costs are consistently higher than you budgeted,
or maybe your vacancy rate is higher during certain months of the year.
Right. You can use that information to make changes.
Maybe adjust your marketing strategy or try some seasonal pricing.
Exactly. Data can be really powerful if you know how to use it.
So looking at everything we've covered, it seems like there are three key pillars to successful financial management and property management.
What are those?
Efficient rent collection.
Got to have that cash flow.
Right. Then diligent accounting practices.
Keeping track of everything.
And finally, strategic budgeting and forecasting.
Planning for the future.
And they all work together.
They're interconnected for sure.
You can't really have one without the others.
Nope. It's a holistic approach.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a question to consider.
All right. I'm listening.
What single area within your own property management approach do you think you could focus on to see the biggest financial benefit?
That's a good one to think about.
Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
Bye.